Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey guys, it's me, Joey. Before this episode starts, I figured I should just give you some background. We recorded this episode last week, and it's all about Daryl Morey leaving the Rockets, and guess what? Daryl Morey fucked us. He took a job with the Sixers. So the news in this episode is old. But that being said, this is a really wacky one. It's really funny. I think you'll enjoy it. Also, I want to make it clear, we play a lot of a song from a real musical Daryl Morey produced while he was in Houston called Small Ball. And I just need to make it absolutely clear that we did not make it up. We make up a lot of stuff on this show, but we did not make up Small Ball the musical. Anyway, here's today's episode, and Sean and I will be back, I'm assuming, this week with one to talk about what we think Daryl Morey will do with the Sixers now that he's not going on round ball. Cool. Love you guys. Bye.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Sam Decker, Royce White, Joey Devine, Omer Ashik, Rafer Skip to My Lou Alston, Luther Head, Patrick Ewing Jr., Patreons Josh Cohen, thank you, Josh. John W. Williams, thank you, John. Musical guest Cole Wilkinson, the original Broadway Jean Valjean. And now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock Podcast, and we are back with a brand new episode. I'm here, as always, with my good friend, my co-host, my rock, my port in a storm. He's never jerked off on a Zoom call. Give it up for Sean Keane, everyone. Sean.
Thank you, thank you. I am jerking off now, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's audio. It's okay. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the one where we game plan the election. We war crimes it, war games it. Man.
Are you over those jokes about that guy already, though?
Nah, not yet.
No, me either.
It's so funny. It's so funny. I mean, like, everything I learned, like, expands the world of the Jeffrey Toobin masturbation universe. You know what I mean? Like knowing it was New Yorker All-Stars on that call.
Uh-huh. Where they were,
I gotta
like,
say, yeah,
pretending they were, like, cosplaying the election? Like, what does that even mean?
I don't understand it. People are, like, obsessed with this crazy, like, we gotta run war games now because somebody did it and... Yeah, okay. Jane Mayer's going to be the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then David Remick is, of course, Hunter Biden. Mm-hmm. And Henry Kersberg, he's going to be I'm running out of New Yorker people.
Weirdly, though, David Roth was playing Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, that's pretty good. Cool.
Yeah, a friend of the show.
They should have incorporated, like, they should have let, like, Roz Chast be Trump or something. Like the cartoons, baby.
We said we were going to take a week off and then kind of didn't. So here we are. Yeah. Do you want to get to why, Sean?
Yeah, well, yeah, let's get to why.
All right,
why
not? Let's go to the news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean, why? Why are we back? Even because... though I'm supposed to be on vacation right now.
Yeah. It's because Daryl Morey resigned from the Houston Rockets.
Mm-hmm, he sure did.
And you to go on Round Ball Rock!
Yeah, baby! Daryl Morey, go on Round Ball!
Adam Silver will not let active NBA employees go on Round Ball because we doxed him and got suspended from Twitter.
For exactly one day.
Yeah, for posting a photo from Michael Porter Jr.'s Instagram story.
That had Adam Silver's phone number.
Silver's cell phone number, yeah.
And also his serial number. And yeah. Also the barcode that was that's actually tattooed on the back of his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Don't all bald men have barcodes tattooed on the back of their neck?
Joey, I think you're describing a Meet Dave situation actually.
I am describing a Meet Dave situation, which we all know Adam Silver is a Meet Dave situation. Sean, why did Daryl Morey resign as the Rockets GM?
Well, I mean, I have to say, you probably don't feel great about your job when there is a publicly available video of your boss implicitly promising the president of the United States that he's going to fire you.
Well,
right? Like,
that's kind of what happens in that video. In that video, which again, people like just found out about like last week. They were like, wait. Trump tried to get Steve Mnuchin to give his friend Tillman Fertitta money, and it was like, yeah, it's on video. We've played it three times on my podcast. Why isn't anyone else listening?
Yeah, I can't remember if it was like, was there any new news with that one?
It was like, really. Somebody pointed it out in an article. Like, there was some, somebody quoted the incident in some article, and it was like, but... Yeah, like, I play it on my comedy basketball podcast.
Right. Like we found it with our research team.
It was not hard to find.
Yeah, I guess maybe him, like, directly... No, because even in the video...
No, in the videos, he's like... The quote was from the video. Yeah. Trump goes, Steve, maybe we can do something about it. He's rented from me several times. He's a very good tenant. He always pays.
Of course. Well, I mean, it makes sense because as we've noted, Tillman Fertitta's specialty is wharf-related businesses. Mm-hmm. And Trump likes garbage real estate. So that's,
mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a match made in heaven. Of course he's rented from it.
But yeah, in that video where we weirdly sidetracked, Trump goes, so does that guy who did that thing with China, did you fire him? And then Tillman goes like, well, it's not that simple, Mr. President. Or no, he goes, well, it's a complicated situation, Mr. President. And it's like, he wants to fire him, but he also doesn't want to pay him the $15 million.
Yeah, exactly.
but he can't say that to the president while the cameras are running. Sean.
Uh-huh.
So why did Daryl Morey really resign, though, you think?
Okay, so he resigned as... He basically gave 2 weeks' notice. He's out... He's out after Halloween.
Effective November 1st, which is crazy because the draft is on November 18th. You don't maybe want to hang out.
Well, and they're like interviewing coaches, and do they want him to weigh in on that when he doesn't work for the team anymore? But I think it's obvious why the timing, November 1st, coincidentally, that's 6 months before the rumored reopening date for Broadway. And that's a good 6 months to put together a version of Small Ball, the musical for the Great White Wedding.
Daryl Morey's musical. Yeah. I mean, he didn't write it. We need to be clear.
He produced it. He's a backer.
Sean, do you want to explain what the plot of Daryl Morey's musical Small Ball is?
Yes, I would like to explain that. We might have some new listeners who don't know about Small Ball.
We haven't talked about it in a while.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joey. This was commissioned by Daryl Morey. Yeah, I did not realize that. I knew he produced it.
Did you think someone else wrote that musical about basketball?
I mean, so there, the main character of this is a basketball player named Michael Jordan, who is not that Michael Jordan. And he plays for the Lilliput Existers, which is the Lilliput from, of course, Gulliver's Travels. Mm-hmm. So all of these players are 6 inches tall.
Yeah.
And so they've been doing very badly.
Because they're 6 inches tall.
They also don't have the concept of the letter of the number five.
That doesn't seem like a Daryl Morey.
The Ringer called it very good and very weird. That was from Shea Serrano.
Uh-huh.
There's also a character named Pippin. there are 16 songs.
Uh-huh. Should I play one?
Yeah, let's play one.
Do we want to have meaning to them? Become part of their world. Become friends, lovers. Sleep with them here on this beach.
No, we don't want that.
Do we want to have sex with giants? Even as a kind of lark. Not saying I'm against the alliance. Just introducing a question mark.
Pippin, you...
Do we want to have sex with giants? That's what this is all about. Not math or statistical science.
Not just a...
Calm down, Mrs. H. Hear me out.
That was Sex with Giants from Daryl Morey's Small Ball, the musical.
So, the way they do this, by the way, and the staging of it, is Michael Jordan is always on one side of the stage with a table.
And it's tilted, and right? It's like an exploratorium exhibit, though, right? Where it's like optical illusion.
Illusion. Well, what they'll do is Michael Jordan is always looking down to address the Lilliputians, and they're always looking up.
Uh-huh.
There's a point when Michael Jordan, again, not the Michael Jordan, is blowing smoke.
Let's be honest, it's a white guy, Michael Jordan, right?
I assume. I don't know. it's very hard. The actor's name is Dow Jones, but T-A...
Excuse me? Dow Jones?
T-A-O Jones.
But it's also Dow Jones. It combines a third one of Daryl Morey's loves, which is the world of finance.
Well, I mean, I think that's actually the actor's name.
I know. Oh, I know what you're saying.
Sorry,
I'm just saying.
His name is Landers Dow Jones. Yes, yes. I agree. Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying maybe Daryl Morey had him cast because his name is Dow Jones.
It's magic right now. Yeah. So sometimes they'll, like, Michael Jordan will vape down to one side, and then like a big smoke machine will blow a giant thing of smoke at the little people.
Uh-huh. Wait, Michael Jordan vapes in this?
Yeah.
Is this the first musical with vaping?
You get it? I hate to say it, but no.
What is the first musical with vaping?
With vaping. I bet people vape in, like, Legally Blonde.
Do people vape in Spring Awakening, that one? That's like, yes, a rock and roll one, right?
I bet they added vaping to Urinetown.
Mm-hmm. I bet those puppets vape in that Dirty Puppet musical, right?
Uh-huh.
What's the Dirty Puppet musical?
Avenue Q.
Yeah. I bet those puppets are vaping.
They would vape like hell. So Michael Jordan won't pass the ball to his teammates because he thinks it's going to squish them.
Uh-huh.
He's fallen in love with one of his teammates. Apparently this, the whole thing is like set at post-game press conferences.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's kind of fun.
The coach of the Lilliput Existers is named Phil Jackson. The assistant coach is named Pippin. Two of the players on the team are named Magic and Bird. Uh-huh. Lily the Lilliputian, his love interest, is she's Phil Jackson's daughter.
She's Phil Jackson's daughter? Oh, sorry. I'm going to be honest. For a second, I thought you were talking about Phil Jackson's love interest, and I thought you were saying the owner's daughter, and I was like, wait, Jeannie Buss is in this musical?
And so also the number 5 doesn't exist on Lilliput.
Mm-hmm. What? How do they count to 5?
I don't know what they do. They only have 4 players on the team.
Uh-huh. But wait, what? Also, who are they playing?
It's not clear because there's just post-game press conferences. Uh-huh. I don't think there's any actual basketball. But sometimes Michael Jordan will throw a tiny basketball and a giant basketball will appear on the other side of the stage.
But no, what I'm saying is, are they...
Were they playing other teams in Lilliput?
Yeah, are they playing other 6-inch tall people?
I mean, you'd think they would be playing people from, like, other Gulliver's Travels towns.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's clear what happens. I think it's all, let's see. I'm trying to see.
We've talked about this too long. We need to get back to...
Small Ball the Musical. Anyway,
before we go, let's hear a little bit more from Small Ball the Musical.
There are adventures you don't go on. Some water from dark wells you leave undrawn. Long nights of the soul that know no dawn. The puzzling duckling that's a crow and not a swan. There are mysteries you don't want to dwell on.
All right, Sean, first off, Daryl, I want you to say, look, if you're listening, we're just joshing you a little bit. Like, we definitely still want you on the show, but, you know, mm-hmm. We have to be ourselves, and we have to make fun of both your musical and Sean has a theory about what you were doing this year. Sean, do you want to walk through that?
Yeah, I think there is a decent chance that Daryl Morey decided he had it with Tillman Fertitta already. Possibly this was triggered by his, again, pretty innocuous China tweet mm-hmm. about Hong Kong. I stand with Hong Kong. But the other reason he might want to leave this team is... the cupboard is kind of bare in Houston, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, he has traded both of his picks in 2020, 2021 pick swap to Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City gets their 2024 and 2026 number one picks, mm-hmm. and then there's another pick swap in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of first round picks they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
He has 3 more years of the Westbrook-Harden combo, which is $265 million a year. Mm-hmm. For the 3 years. I'm sorry. It's only $90 million a year. to have both those guys. And he also has an Eric Gordon extension he signed this fall. 4 years for $72 million. That kicks in. Doesn't look great right now. And also, he sent that attractive tester to Daniel House Jr.'s hotel in the bubble. You know, so that one seems like kind of obvious, but you never know. So he's gone. You know, I mean, this is the time to leave. He thanked Tillman and everything, but Tillman kept making him forget to pay the luxury tax. And that seemed not great. Like that he had to keep giving up first round picks to get under the luxury tax. That's not really how you build a perennial winner, I don't think. Also, Tillman's broke, dude. Let's not forget. That dude's broke. He's not going to start spending more. Because he's a broke-ass bitch, Joey. I'm sorry. I'm saying it.
Yeah, I would say that's fair. You can call Tillman Fertitta a broke-ass bitch. Especially because he might have purchased a yacht recently that he's paying people to live on in Spain. Just a rumor I've heard through the Bubba Gump's grapevine.
Yeah, a luxury yacht. Again, that probably could have... Did he need to beg the president for money? Would that have been less effective if people knew he had a giant yacht that he was hiding overseas?
Yeah, I would say that would look
Henry
pretty
Abbott
bad.
Call us. Henry Abbott, call us.
I don't think Daryl Morey was sabotaging the team. I think he knew, look, after they didn't re-sign D'Antoni, I think he knew he was gone, and so's D'Antoni if they don't win this year. So he went all in.
Do you think it was kind of like also a little bit of funsies, like being like, you can't even have a center.
Yeah.
Like when it kind of reminds me of that scene in Moneyball when Billy Bean's mad that he keeps starting Carlos Pena, that Art Howe keeps starting Carlos Pena. So he trades him.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's more like, kind of like being a dad, you know, and he walked in on Mike D'Antoni smoking cigarettes. So he's making him smoke an entire pack of cigarettes. So yes, whichever team he goes to next, he realizes he has to play some semblance of a center sometimes.
Yeah, you have to smoke. You have to smoke this 6-man rotation where everyone's 6'7" or shorter.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to read Daryl Morey's letter to the fans?
I want to read some excerpts. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, please do. This is a really long letter. No, I don't.
We're going to skip the one where we're going to skip the paragraph where he thanks Tom Thibodeau, Sam Hinkie, and Kevin McHale. Mm-hmm. Okay, he says, "Dear Rockets fans, thank you for an amazing 14 years. Your love, support, and energy has meant the world to me. My family and I came to Houston as Yankees. No nervous how the city would welcome us." Which, are people in Houston really distrustful of the North? Maybe.
I'm guessing, yeah. Keep going. Yeah,
possible. All right. He thanks a lot of people.
I don't even think it's a North-South thing with Texas. I think it's anyone who's not from Texas.
Yeah, he's not from Texas. That's right. Yeah. There needs to be a non-Yankee word. Yeah. Just like you ain't from Texas. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
So he thanks JB Bickerstaff, Chris Finch, and then he gives him a lot of credit. Then he says, "Thank you to Tillman," and mentions your unwavering support and trust in me. I don't feel like that existed. I feel like it wavered quite a bit for this year, which would be 1/3 of the time that Tillman has owned the team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that's a crazy thing to say.
I do think by the way, I think it's kind of weird he sort of takes credit for Nick Nurse in here.
That's right. He mentions a different one. Like, I think it's like, yeah, it's a testament to the organization that Tom Thibodeau is a coach and Nick Nurse is a coach. What was Nick Nurse's experience exactly there?
I mean, I'm sure he was like a really low-level assistant for one of these guys, right? It's just weird. to only name the famous people, because there were definitely non-other people who got hired at these jobs. You know what I mean? These are all people who got... Uh-huh. This is like a humble brag.
Yeah, was the Iowa Energy...
Because look, he's been the GM for 15 years, right?
Right.
There's no way these are the only coaches that ever coached there or front office people. Here's who he names: Tad Brown, Carol Dawson, Steve Clifford, Sam Hinkie, BJ Johnson, Keith Jones, Dennis Lindsay, Tony Nila, Gerson Rosas, Raphael Stone, Tom Thibodeau, and Jeff Van Gundy. And then goes on to name Rick Adelman, Kenny Atkinson, JB Bickerstaff, Mike D'Antoni, Chris Finch, Sachin Gupta, Arturis Kornosovas, John Lucas, Kevin McHale, Monty McNair, Nick Nurse, Jimmy Paulus, and Eli Whitus.
Like, do you feel like he's bragging a little bit? With
yes,
his,
there's definitely his other people who've been on these staffs that aren't head coaches or in high-profile positions around the league. This is like a flex.
Well, doesn't Tom Thibodeau leave right after Morey arrives?
Probably.
Like, he goes to work for the Celtics in 2007. But he's like a Jeff Van Gundy guy. He's not like a, all right.
But I mean, Sam...
Yeah, it does feel like he was bragging a little bit in thanking.
But like, there were for sure other... Look, he doesn't think... We know for sure there was Jim Boylan, the other Jim Boylan that they've... Oh, or John Beilein. John Beilein, sorry. Or was it Boylan? Which one was the old Cavs coach, and which was the one that was
John Beilein is a college coach.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not think he has any affiliation with the Rockets.
No,
he
then it was
Michigan and West Virginia.
Who was their deep and then the Cleveland Cavaliers last year?
Yes.
It wasn't Jim Boylan though, because that's the other guy. Who's the fucking guy? The other Jim Boylan.
The other Jim Boylan with an A?
Yeah.
I also don't think he worked for the Rockets.
But
he's
no.
the guy that sued the Cavs for age discrimination.
Yeah. No, who was the guy they fired and then brought back because he was the most important part of their defense?
Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Jeff Bezdelic.
Yeah, Jeff Bezdelic's not on here. So we know there are other... He's just naming famous people that he worked there.
A little bit of a brag.
It's a for sure brag. I mean, it's a cool brag, but still, this is a brag. This is like in your face, fucking Tim Tillman. This is half the league that I hired.
That I brought in.
Yeah.
He apparently thanks Tillman's family. Tillman. It's good to know that he has sons named Blaine and Blake. Uh-huh. Joey, how's Blaine spelled?
With a Y.
Yeah, it is. Blaine Fertitta.
Keep going.
Oh, I'm sorry. Blaine is a woman. I'm sorry. Blaine is a girl.
Makes more sense. All right, keep going.
10,000 Instagram followers. Congratulations on your college graduation from USC, Blaine Fertitta.
Anyway, keep going.
Okay, let's keep going on this letter. This says that there's championships in the Rockets' future. That we'll see. He does tell a good story about how being a rookie GM, they went on a 22-game winning streak. The image of Rafer Alston going full skip to my Lou, dribbling out the clock in front of Saša Vujačić for win 22 will be etched forever in my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool. I like that part.
Yeah.
He lists his all-time favorite players, such as Ron Artest, Shane Battier, Aaron Brooks, Chuck Hayes, Carl Landry, Kyle Lowry, Dikembe Mutombo, and Luis Scola.
He traded every single one of those guys, right? Several times?
Yes. Did he trade Battier? I think he must have traded Battier. Yeah, he traded him like back to Memphis. Aaron Brooks, I think he traded two or three times.
He definitely traded Luis Scola twice, too.
I think that's right. Well, he definitely tried to trade him in that failed Chris Paul.
No, but
deal.
I think they had the Scola. Okay, then he traded him three times. Because I think they had him twice when he was old. They also had him.
I mean, I would not be surprised. If that's the ultimate sign of respect from Daryl Morey, is that I'm going to include you in a transaction. That's the way that I show my love. They actually, okay, they waived him once.
Okay.
Yeah, they just waived him.
Okay, he decided. They did trade and then not trade him once as well.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, was in the Pau Gasol, Chris Paul trade.
I mean, they waived him because I think they needed to clear the... I mean, I think he was a free agent that they renounced to make the Signed James Harden trade.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like then he says, I can't think of a better group of players and teammates. That team was unfortunately derailed by injuries, and he attaches a spreadsheet explaining that.
Did he see it? Did he really?
This is just a newspaper ad. He did say it did teach us what life was like without a superstar in the NBA. And this is what he says.
Before we get into this, I just want to say Chuck Hayes, Carl Landry and Kyle Lowry are also two of my favorite players. I mean, three of my favorite players.
Oh,
those are all timers. Great choices.
I love Mutombo. I like all those guys. Battier is a weirdo, but I like him a lot, actually. I mean, I shouldn't, but
he was very nice to our friend Brandy too.
Yeah, he's great. I don't have any. I don't have a negative thing to say about Shane Battier except that he went to Duke University.
Yeah, and you can see his brain through his skull.
That's a little okay, so then he says, and then ellipsis, James Harden changed my life. An entire page could be dedicated just to James. He not only transformed my life, but he also revolutionized the game of basketball and continues to do so like almost no one else has before. Which is like, you don't need to keep campaigning for him to win MVP awards. That's not your job anymore. That's the most delightful thing. That you've got to be the happiest to leave that behind, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to send people like chocolate beards or whatever, or you know, whatever dumb marketing campaigns you have to do. Anyway, he says he can't believe he won't be able to have another strategy session with James. I will be rooting for James to win a championship for Houston. It's how this story should end.
That to me sounds like he's never coming back to basketball.
Oh, it sounds like he might not set foot within the Houston city limits again.
But it sounds like that's not something you write, I don't think.
When you're about to
when you're going to go take a job with the Knicks in a year or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's how this story should end.
Dude, what if this ends with Billy Bean and him going to go run that stupid fucking soccer team?
Yeah, they take over Liverpool.
That's where this is going, isn't it?
I mean, there is definitely an opportunity at that weird fake company that's going to somehow merge with the Red Sox.
But that is...
Well, they do need an esports team in that portfolio, right? Doesn't Daryl Morey own an esports
team? I'm sure Billy Bean owns several esports teams. He probably owns a Guitar Hero team, right? All right. Billy Bean's whole thing is pretending to be punk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he loves the Clash. He has a Clash poster in his office. get fucked. I've seen your face. You're not punk.
You were going to go to Stanford, but then you decided you wanted more money.
Yeah, you wanted to play professional baseball. That is exactly who Joe Strummer was singing to. All right, and also...
You know, he wanted to pledge that. His dream would have been to get into that, social club that Mark Zuckerberg wants to get into in the social network. the Falcon Club? The Phoenix Club. The Phoenix Club.
Anyway, that is what I'm predicting happens here, actually. I predict that both Daryl Morey and Billy Bean go run that Liverpool team together. Because that's both what they want to do.
Yeah. I mean, right? What is Hinkie doing now, by the way?
Hinky? He like works for, he's a robot at Google or whatever.
Yeah, he's like a weird consultant. He consulted with the Broncos.
Yeah. I mean, who cares? But no, it'll be Billy Bean and fucking, because Billy Bean bought the Red Sox so he could run Liverpool instead of the Oakland A's, which is very strange. And he's going to hire Daryl. These Michael Lewis got him together, and this is their fucking plan.
That's going to be a, do you think they'll hire Shane Battier, the no stats superstar?
No.
To work in there?
No.
I don't think so either.
They'll hire fucking Sam Hinkie, though.
Yeah. He's, yeah.
And
he'll be
David
like,
Forster. What? Oh, what? Paul Di Podesta.
Paul Di Podesta. He's just been waiting. He's been killing it with the Cleveland Browns, right? You don't actually have to know about the sport. You just need to know business. Oh, he is the chief strategy officer for the Cleveland Browns after being the general manager of the Dodgers and a front office. Okay, I don't need to get...
We don't need to... Anyway.
What's his real name?
Peter Brand.
Legal name.
Oh man, I forgot. I forgot I kept doing that. Friends, so in the movie Moneyball, Paul Di Podesta refused to sign over his rights for whatever reason. So his character's name is Peter Brand, and there were
You know why?
Because he's more handsome than Jonah Hill.
I cast him on fat. Yeah.
I don't think that's why.
I think that's why.
But what I was going to say is there was a 2-year period where I would go to the 2002 Oakland Athletics Wikipedia page and add Peter Brand's name to the to the staff like once a month. All right.
Yeah, so that's Daryl Morey. Congratulations on a pretty tight career with the Houston Rockets. And I think he'll be great. He's going to revolutionize like cloud computing or hostile takeovers, you know,
or, how to give money to Mitt Romney again.
He's going to be such a tight, like Zach Lowe. Is he going to get to blow one out with Zach Lowe? Say what he really thinks.
Good question.
I think you could get Zach Lowe to drink a second beer.
Yeah, maybe.
Didn't he go? Isn't there a low post where Maury's like pretty drunk?
No, that's a BS report. But yes, there is a Bill Simmons podcast where they are both, where all three of them are wasted.
So good.
In Vegas. All right.
Seems like a really great, fun guy. And honestly, best of success for Daryl Morey. Thank you for leaving Houston so I can unabashedly root for you again.
Yeah. Daryl Morey, go on round ball. We only want to talk about musical theater.
Yeah.
Speaking of, here it is once again, a song from Small Ball, the musical.
Adding another player to our team has nothing to do with having with meaningful involvements with bigger people. You can't combine the issues.
They're the exact same issue, exact same.
How possibly are
adding? You want to add to the team. Lily's over there, just over there, adding herself to Michael Jordan, and he is adding himself to her. And it's math, Mrs. Horton. It's math. Everybody wants to get away from zero, combine and multiply and grow, big, big,
this
big.
This is just a giant wad of nonsense. Phil, he's just...
Do we wanna get naked with giants or know what's between 4 and 6? How to bring the parts into compliance? I just cannot grasp the mechanics.
Oh, God.
Do we want to have sex with giants?
Sex with giants.
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 Sean, why don't we, I guess we should talk about the Clippers big hire, right?
Yeah, a surprise dark horse candidate, Tyronn Lue, the lead assistant for the team. And I read that the players strongly supported Ty Lue as head coach obviously the problem with the Clippers was that the coach was too tough on them. And now they need someone who's a real player's coach. They are never going to practice now, right, Joey?
I think Ty Lue is actually not that much of a player's coach, is he?
I'm only judging by the support from the players. I don't know that he is that much
of a player's coach. I'm pretty sure, like, wouldn't he yell at LeBron and stuff? I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, I mean, it aged him prematurely, yeah. So yes.
Yeah, because, you know, they were coaching enough where J.R. Smith would throw soup at an assistant.
That's true.
Normally,
he would only throw soup at a ref if LeBron was complaining about a charge call.
But, yeah, I mean, look, Tyler's a good hire, I think.
He seems like he was maybe the best coach available.
I
can't really judge.
It's like him or D'Antoni.
Right?
Or like, Nate McMillan, and guess what? Neither of those other two guys got hired for reasons I don't understand.
Right. Yeah, and then, I mean, but really I thought, like, is this because they blew a 3-1 lead that they needed the king of overcoming 3-1 leads to come in?
No, I think it's because they need someone to yell at Montrezl Harrell and Patrick Beverley. that and Lou Williams to stop it.
Yeah, that's the best thing. Like, like obviously, yeah, that's what needs to happen. Patrick Beverley in particular.
Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell too. You guys are fucking role players, man. Like, you had a great run last year. That doesn't make you stars in the NBA. Like, and I get it. Paul George is annoying, but still.
Yeah, it's like he's not that bad.
He's better than the three of them.
Man, that is like, if you look at that, is it a slam cover where Montrez, Lou, and Beverly are wearing each other's jerseys backwards?
That sounds right. Is it Shea Gilgeous-Alexander also on it?
No, it's from, I think it's from this year. Yeah. It's really good. Yeah, it's from March and April of this year, and it's they're all wearing each other's jerseys. But Lou is wearing a Harrell jersey, Beverly is wearing a Lou Williams jersey, and Montrez is wearing like kind of a Santa hat. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it's Rock La Familia, LA Familia.
Uh-huh.
The heart and soul of the Clippers got each other's backs no matter what.
Honestly, I don't know how that team gets better this summer. Anyway, let's move on.
Well, you know what they did.
Or they if they even need to get better. Rivers. Yeah, they did. I'm not going to play it again. We've played it too many times.
Nope.
But yes, they did fire Doc Rivers.
Can I give you some Clipper Daryl hilarity for a second,
sure.
though? He changed his name to Lakers Daryl because he lost a bet. But because he's verified, he couldn't change it back. So he's just been Lakers Daryl for months. And he doesn't want to lose his checkmark. So.
Wait, he can't change the name on his Twitter back?
He was complaining about not being able to do it.
That can't be true.
I mean, he did.
Verified people who change their names to like OnlyFans the puke face every day.
I mean, it's his name. He is at Clipper Daryl. He's got a check mark. It says Laker Daryl, but he let me find it. He was very upset with Twitter for not being able to change that name recently. I'll see if I can find it. He's still listed as Laker Daryl.
It does still
so
say
he hasn't
Laker
figured
Daryl.
It out. He definitely, I think, is feuding with O'Shea Jackson.
Okay, who cares what Clipper Daryl is up to? We've talked about him enough.
I'm sorry. You're right. It's too much. I just think it's funny that he's stuck as a Laker Daryl and apparently will be displayed like that forever now. It's really good.
But he doesn't have to have... He's wearing all Lakers gear in his profile picture.
I think he maybe has not figured out how to change that either.
He can definitely change his name.
Hey, reach out to him. I have a feeling his DMs are open.
I have him blocked as a bit, remember? Because he name searches on Twitter.
That's true.
And he faved a tweet that I mentioned him in and then immediately blocked him. All right. Very quickly. We got a new slammed up, right?
We do. Yeah. The only analytics podcast within a podcast. Makes me so,
it's okay. Look, we don't know a lot about basketball, as you can tell me not being able to remember Jeff Bizdelic's name for 2 minutes. At least I named two actual basketball coaches. But luckily, we do know a couple of people who do. Their background is in the law, but they're cap space experts. Here is Slammed Up with Brett Slamson and Randy Ledoux.
This is Slammed Up with Brett Slamson and Randy Ledoux. Analytics, friendship, efficiency, and promo codes. These guys are fucking dorks.
Welcome to the Slammed Up Basketball Podcast, the only analytics podcast that's located within another podcast. I'm your host, Brett Slamson. With me, as often, is Randy Ledoux. Randy, how are you doing?
I'm really tired.
What have you been up to?
Mainly organizing Zoom reunions of movies and television shows that people don't like to get them to try and give money to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Oh, wow. Were you behind the West Wing reunion?
No, that was someone
I'm definitely
else.
More of a newsroom guy myself.
No, I didn't do that one either. Wait, there was one of those?
Informally. I am, you know, close personal friends with Jeff Daniels, you know, TV's Will McAvoy. And of course, you know, I am Eskimo Brothers with Hamish Linklater. So, I have some contacts in the newsroom world. But no, what did you help organize, Randy?
The Tell Me You Love Me reunion.
Oh, that the HBO show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did Adam Scott show up?
No, Ian Somerhalder was there. As well as Sonia Walger and Michelle Borth.
Mm-hmm. Was there nudity in this reunion?
No, because Adam Scott was not there.
Oh, okay. Right. He did have a stunt penis for that.
I knew you'd remember.
I have the Criterion collection with all the creator commentary. And that's what turned me into a full-time Cinemax man, because that's why I subscribe to HBO. I will not get HBO Max until they bring back Dream On, because I like my core soft and hard and hard. Honestly,
we also did In Treatment.
Did that raise a lot of money for Gabriel Byrne?
No, he wasn't there.
Oh, he didn't make it. Okay,
no, just Melissa George. She was the only one there. Dane DeHaan, Blair Underwood, Mia Wasikowska, John Mahoney, Diane Wiest, Gabriel Byrne all could not attend.
Well, John Mahoney has passed.
What? Frasier's dad is dead?
Frasier's dad.
I gotta cancel that reunion!
Yeah, he's one of my favorite characters in Say Anything. Good attitude towards business and, you know, not marrying a poverty-stricken, future CTE-suffering Ultimate Fighter. Mm-hmm. Kickboxer.
I also, Low Winter Sun. Did they
complete a full season, Randy?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
you can watch it for free on Pluto TV.
Oh wow, I was an early investor in Pluto TV. Slamson Cork is actually over leveraged in shares of Pluto TV. So hit me up on E-Trade or the Twitch channel if you want to take care of some of this overloaded position I'm in right now.
We also had Lone Star.
Yes. The sheriff.
Kyle. No.
Isn't he a sheriff?
No.
Lone Star?
No. It's about a Texan con man with us who has a secret family.
Oh.
There were six episodes. 4 went unaired.
Is that? Well, I actually have. Gosh, I
John Voight was in it. I tried to get him to come, and he said he wouldn't support my socialism.
He is a personal friend, but you know, he gets riled up when you mention Lone Star. I have noticed that. I personally have been campaigning for a reunion of the show Skin, the great Fox breakout show from 2003, starring Olivia Wilde. Mm-hmm. Obviously, and you remember that one, right? Her father was the district attorney. Mm-hmm. That's how that worked.
Hung. We did Hung.
Love Hung. Sometimes it's like watching your own life on the screen for that, but really, really enjoy.
I will say
the work.
Tom Jane said some things that I don't know the DNC would approve if they mm-hmm, were mm-hmm. if anyone had been there. But luckily, no one was there except the cast of Hung.
You know, he likes to shoot from those powerful hips. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't object to that. You know, he's TJ. He does what he wants. Jane Addams, though, good politics there. Did Jemison Nation come out for that one? The Etta Jemison fan club?
No.
He is one of the most efficient actors out there, by the way. Eddie Jemison, salary to box office receipts. It's one of the most amazing things. I believe he's technically an unpaid intern in the Ocean's 11 series, and he just delivers. You know what I mean? He's an unconventional body, but very, very switchy. He can go from stammering to, just reacting quietly. He can cringe at all five positions on the acting court.
We also, of course, just recently tonight, it's why we're recording late. We had a reunion of Showtime's I'm Dying Up Here, a cast reunion I'm Dying Up Here.
I thought that show was currently on.
No, it got canceled.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're dying down there. I mean, great.
Melissa Leo called me the C word.
Whoa, that's she's feisty. I gotta say, you do not want to get on the other side of a custody battle with Melissa Leo.
Do you know that as I'm not even gonna ask.
Quite a tomcat, let's just say that. Yep.
So what's up with you, man?
Well, I have been staying home at the Slamson compound, and I'm actually gonna use this podcast to I am doing some exciting new contact tracing right now. That's a new project I have. But before I get to that, let's get to our first sponsor. Okay, so it's only October, Randy, but that means that Valentine's Day is just 4 months away. Obviously, we know that Valentine's Day is a conspiracy by Hallmark, the Catholic Church, and the Deep State to suppress polyamory. So what are your options? Especially if, like me, you've got a girlfriend, a mistress, and a common-law wife, at least, to consider. Face it. It's hard to get a dinner reservation, a gift is never satisfying, and monogamy is a prison. That's why you need Denzel Valentine's Valentine's Dens. Now, the Chicago Bulls swingman wants to provide a safe space for men to hide out in mid-February to avoid the hassles of the holiday and the misery of a lifetime one-on-one union. There's a big screen TVs at these dens showing sporting events and Jim Boylan's favorite, Family Feud, plus comfortable recliners and 3 Blue Apron meals a day, plus unlimited dry cereal. And these dens are as versatile as Denzel Valentine himself. Though, like him, these rooms are slightly undersized. There's different models available. There's the Archie Diacono. It's classic, no frills. There's the Felicio, a little pricey, but very exotic. And, of course, the Satoransky. It's a very long pullout couch that smells like Pilsner Urquell. They are available from February 7th all the way through President's Day weekend, and you can get it 15% off your stay with promo code Ethical Slut Book Discussion Group. It's easy to remember. We talk about it all the time on the podcast.
I don't think on this podcast.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the subreddit. Well, anyway, check it out. Denzel Valentine's Valentine's Dens, just like Cupid, if he shot 41%.
Hey, speaking of polyamory, mm-hmm. You're in this scene. Do you have Bill Paxton's email? I'm trying to get a big love reunion going to get dollars going in Iowa.
I got some bad news for you, Randy.
What is it?
Bill Paxton has passed.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me he wasn't a polyamorist.
Oh, no. He's definitely a polyamorist. That's why they cast him. I was actually involved in the early stages of development. I didn't want them to make it so, Mormony. I wanted it to be more of a, you know, big love in, you know, a big city like Berkeley, California, perhaps, hypothetically. Maybe it could take place at, you know, a compound that was also a rental property. I'm just spitballing here. But, you know, and someone who knew how to maximize revenue streams to pay for his multiple families. Now, obviously, I have had many vasectomies, all of them reversed and redone at various times. So I'm not the ideal candidate. But Paxton, he's lived a life. He walks the walk. He talked the talk. So that's how we ended up on that show.
I'll just get Harry Dean Stanton. I know he's available.
Randy.
What?
Randy, I'm so sorry.
Are you going to tell me he's not polyamorous?
He's also passed.
What?
I'm sorry. I feel terrible about this. I can't believe I'm breaking all this news to you.
I promised them I knew someone who could get me the big love reunion. Telling me they're all dead?
Well, you know, you can... oh, you know, I have to say this is it's a little controversial, but I used to do whippets with Harmony Korine, and so if you want to meet Chloe Sevigny,
I don't know who that is. Do you have Mary Kay Place's number?
I do not have Mary Kay Place's number.
Because I was trying to get two birds with one stone. You know, I could do a Mary Hartman reunion and a big love reunion.
I mean, that could raise a lot of cash. I really think, but I'm not sure.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
The campaign is a disaster.
Oh no! What's going on, Randy? Oh my gosh,
I have this sneaking suspicion that all this money we're raising right now is just being used. I think they've convinced Joe Biden to buy Quibi.
Well, that would be fantastic, because that is, I'll be honest, that is another economic situation where Slamson Corp is over leveraged. We do not, the composition of the portfolio is not that great.
I don't think he even wants to be president. I think he just wants to buy Quibi.
Well, I mean, I think, is that what these reunions have been setting up? You know, just is that what Quibi's going to be? Just 10-minute long?
Quibi owns all the content of the reunions.
Oh, wow.
Because they're technically not under the copyright. It's like a parody law or something.
Yeah. Well, it's the end user license agreement that all Quibi investors actually had to also sign off on. But, you know, I mean, look, who doesn't want to watch Reno 912, the sequel? Where
it's just filmed in people's living rooms? Me!
Yeah, it's over Zoom.
Want that.
People love a Zoom call.
First Randy. Off, ACAB. Even the Reno 911 ones.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, that's. I don't even know what that means. All cops are bisexual. I have learned that in my time. I've had a couple of affairs with women. I've crossed the thin blue line, if you know what I'm saying, Randy.
Mm-hmm. I do know what you're saying. What I'm saying is I'm getting out of this country.
Oh, okay. Well, before you get out of the country, I should let you know what happened to me recently. I got to use this podcast too. I'm just going to use this to inform people. I've just recently completed a 70-day quarantine for the possibly mythical Chinese virus. And, you know, the contract tracers, as part of our agreement, I've decided to let you know where this happened. Let's just say I was at an adult party, Randy, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I was there with my on and off lover, Hope Hicks, great sports fan, Chris Christie. He supports the Patreon. My FWB, as they say, Kaylee McEnany, Stephen Miller, Cam Newton, Melania Trump, another former lover, Herman Cain, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Jair Bolsonaro, of course, Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson. Idris Elba, Colton Underwood, the Virgin Bachelor, Bravo's Andy Cohen, Debbie Mazur was there, another Eskimo brother of mine, Placido Domingo, Slim Thug, Jackson Brown, Doris Burke, Pink, Marianne Faithful, George Stephanopoulos. Before I continue this list, I've got to read another ad from a new sponsor. Now, we're really, this is a great, exciting new sponsor.
Wait, before we get to that, what are you saying?
What do you mean?
What, you're just listing names. What are you saying?
Well, I mean, these are the people that I had contacts with at this adult party.
And why, though?
Oh, because I told you I'm just completing my 17-day quarantine for what I believe to be a mythical Chinese virus that.
Oh, okay, I understand. Hoax. Now I understand.
Yeah. These are all the people that I had contacts with. I need to display it publicly, and instead of taking out a Craigslist ad, I have been banned from Craigslist unfairly, of course. But I'm doing it on the podcast. All right, Randy. So we are nearing late October, and that means that one of our most sensual holidays, Samhain, or as the non-pagans say, Halloween, is coming right up. And while the death of the harvest season and the approach of winter leads our minds and bodies to the erotic, the colder weather and declining immunity can take a toll on our reproductive organs. That's why this is the perfect time to try out Tyron's Lubes. Now, Clippers coach Tyronn Lue did not simply sit back and count his Quicken Loans money after being fired by Cleveland Cavaliers. He used his knowledge of team chemistry and a rudimentary knowledge of the chemical structure of emollients to come up with, frankly, the most exciting line of personal lubricants since Amity Jack's premium bang oil in 2017. And much like the high-powered offense of the Cavaliers, these lubes are versatile. They are great for whipping the balls around, and after they stretch you out on the perimeter, it is easy to go backdoor. And because these lubricants are made from all natural ingredients, they are all perfectly safe for oral sex. That is the benefit of lose time sitting next to Doc Rivers, the NBA's preeminent expert in blowing a big one. Plus, it's the only personal lubricant endorsed by both Billy Crystal and Matthew Dellavedova. If you act now, you can get a free sample of Tyron's Lubes with promo code Hedonism2. Tyron's Lubes. Don't let vaginal dryness step over you. Continuing this disclosure list, where was I? George Stephanopoulos. Did I mention Doris Burke?
You did mention Doris Burke, okay. Yeah.
Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, Tony Shalhoub, TV's Monk, Doja Cat. She talks about a lot in a lot of chat rooms. Let me tell you that.
She's in racial chat rooms, mm-hmm. Showing feet.
She shows a lot. Lena Dunham, Antonio Banderas, Jay Balvin. Haven't tried his meal yet, but, Alyssa Milano, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Robert Pattinson, Timothy Haddish, Rudy Gobert, and Donovan Mitchell, Kevin Durant, Rand Paul, Novak Djokovic, Chris Cuomo, Harvey Weinstein, Todd McShay, and DeRay. And I want to let you know, they were all masked at this
McKesson?
Party.
McKesson?
Yeah. Well, okay. I just call him DeRay.
I know him. I ran his I ran his mayoral campaign in Baltimore.
Oh, how'd that go?
Not well.
Okay. I just want to reassure you. They were all masks, which is the rules for these eyes wide shut style parties. I like to call them legs wide open parties. Someone should make a joke about that. But that is my court mandated disclosure. So I'm feeling great. I have upped my normal dose of blue chews for the occasion, and that's making me feel very strong. I feel great, and masks don't actually protect you. That's what I wanted to let you know.
Brett, did you ask me to do this podcast just so you could name these names?
I mean, no, I'm not name dropping. I mean, I'm droplet dropping a little bit, but oh, right, and also we should mention the NBA Finals did take place, and the Los Angeles Lakers foolishly won another title, leading them to probably commit to many more years of the extremely old, past his prime, LeBron James. Did that horrify you as much as it horrified me, Randy?
It did, but then I felt slightly better because I think I can convince the Houston Rockets to hire me as their new GM.
Oh, wow. That is a good job opportunity. You know, if you don't get that job, have you thought about auditioning for a role in Small Ball the Musical?
No, Daryl and I don't speak anymore.
Oh, I just thought you had the right height and, you know.
That musical, that musical is smallest.
Oh, gotcha. All right, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you're actually too small to play a Lilliputian, is what you're saying.
I'm also saying it unfairly portrays us small people.
Oh, smallest. I
know meant what the number small... 5 is, Daryl!
Whoa, okay. Randy, I understand. I'm sorry I brought that up. I could try to put in a word with Tillman.
Shut
I'm
up!
Gonna see him at a... Whoa! What did you say to me?
Why did I make a tier list of the top 4,000 prospects in the draft now? You didn't even want to record a podcast. You just wanted to tell these people that you gave them COVID.
I mean, I didn't necessarily give them COVID. I mean, you know, Hope and I have a completely open relationship.
Like
we don't ask,
COVID.
We don't tell. What's that?
It sounds like you gave them COVID.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, and neither would my lawyer.
Who's
I don't
your
think...
lawyer? Me! I'm your lawyer, and I'm saying it!
Well, shouldn't you advise me not to disclose something like this?
We're not in a courtroom! Disclose anything! This is a Patreon podcast! No one is listening! It's on Slammed Up Plus Prime Max, right? This episode, we can say whatever we please!
This is actually one that's going to be streaming on Quibi as well.
Oh,
and
no!
I realize, Randy, technically you're not my attorney, because that would require me paying you at least $1.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So yes. I think we're in the clear on this one.
Either way, why did I watch 4,000 hours of prospects last night to do our tiers, A through Z tiers of the draft?
I honestly don't know that, because we are going to be redrafting the 2005 NBA draft.
I'm not ready to do that.
Well, you're going to have to start crunching the numbers. I don't know what to tell you, Randy. Maybe you need to stop getting the cast of Picket Fences together, because
said no.
Well, that's weird. I thought he would be free, but I didn't want to. Well, also, I need to tell you some distressing news about Fyfish Finkel.
What? Not? Are you saying he's not polyamorous?
He's passed. He has passed.
Oh, but is he polyamorous?
I mean, I would assume in the afterlife that he would probably let go of those temporal ideas from the Judeo-Christian / repressive sexual ideals. But yeah, he's probably a polyamorous ghost, I would say.
Okay.
He's probably haunting David E. Kelly right now.
All right, I have to go. I have to go email Marky Post.
Oh, okay, that's a great idea. Can you also just maybe send her a link to this podcast, or just tell her that Brett says hi and I'm sorry.
We're reuniting hearts of fire.
Okay, well, let me say, she lit something afire for me.
You're
I'll
not
tell
gonna
you that
you're...
right now.
That's like, Ritter's still here, right?
Oh, maybe it would be exciting if you had Jason Ritter participate.
Who's
in that.
Who?
Yeah, John Ritter's son. He's very talented.
Oh, do you have his number? Maybe I can get his dad's number from them. Anyway, you know what? I'll get it from you off the air. I gotta go.
Okay,
bye.
Great. Sounds good. Bye, Randy. And just want to tell everybody, check us out on the Twitch stream. Definitely. We're on Parler. We're on Parler Live all the time. You can also check out my column in the Daily Caller that's coming out new soon. And for all of you, thanks Sean and Joey. Thank you to Tyron's Lubes, and thank you to Denzel Valentine's Valentine's Dens. And for everyone else, get out there and vote for Rocky De La Fuente. All right.
I think the big one tricked the small one into even doing a podcast tonight.
Yeah, that
He seemed really busy too. That was the thing. Like, not only did he not want a podcast, he seemed like he was like unusually busy.
Yeah. I mean, well, the election's coming up.
Yeah, he's really, I mean, I'm glad he's getting a lot of those people work, you know, right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if Sianoa Smit McPhee had really been working that much recently, but, you know, the Hungry Union should raise a lot of money for some down ballot candidates.
All right, that's our episode. Sean, is there anything you'd like to plug?
No.
Roundballrock.net?
Roundballrock.net. Check that out.
T-shirts available at the link in the description.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Patreon.com/roundrockpod. Email us at roundrockpod@gmail.com. 5-star reviews, please, on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And am I forgetting one? I think that's it. Oh, Twitter at roundrockpod.
Oh, but good. Yeah, yeah.
You can also follow me on Twitter where at Frankie Muniz, where I gotta say, I tweeted something troubling today, Sean.
Uh-huh.
5 hours ago, I tweeted, "We've picked a name for our little boy. Take a guess. You'll never get it."
He's never gonna tell us. That's how it works with this Twitter feed.
Well, except
he'll never.
14 hours before, he tweeted, "I love at Bing." So I'm worried the baby's name is going to be Bing.
Oh, my God. Bing Muniz. Or Bing Muniz Price. Oh, boy.
We'll be back with a draft episode at some point here before the draft. Right? I feel like it. I mean, that's like a month away or whatever, but we'll be back. I do want to take a week or two off. But the news dictates when we come back. So, trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's all buy Quibi.
Hello, this is Steve Ballmer. And I'm really jacked to present this song about new Clippers coach Tyronn Lue. Lue are so beautiful. Tyronn Lue are so beautiful. You're not Doc. Can't you see? You're better than Chuck the Condor, and that's saying a lot. You'll never blow a 3-1 lead. Lue are so beautiful to me. So wonderful. To me, Lue are so wonderful. To me, can't you see? My greatest find since Clippy. And your daughter, she never fought PG-13. Tyronn Lue are so wonderful to me.
Developers, 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 developers. Developers.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.